Humility is the word. Forgiveness is the virtue. And sweet speech is the magic mantra. These are the words which has been taken from Guru Granth Sahib. And these words are very precious for me. I will be telling you about this. But before that, let me welcome all of you to my podcast in this special episode where I will be telling you what. Wait and keep listening to me. How are you all? Well, I hope you all are taking very good care of yourself and must be missing me. Dear all, recently I have visited Patna Sahib. Yes, and you must have heard about this famous place, famous Gurudwara, and it is famous for its architectural design. Well, I didn't go there to see that. I went there to get something, and that is very dear to me. And what's that? That is only and only peace. And I went there to get that, and I got that. Yes, this important place is something where the relics are there of the 10th Guru, his iron arrows, sacred sword and sandals, swing and Sikh paintings, small iron kara, earthen goalie and a wooden comb. All these are there, and I've seen that the shrine manages a museum which exhibits all these relics related to the 10th and the last Sikh Guru, Guru Gobind Singh Ji, and we all know about him. This place is the birthplace, yes, Patna is the birthplace of the 10th Guru, Shri Gobind Singh Ji. Takht Patna Sahib Gurudwara is also known as Takht Shri Harbinder Ji and is one of the most important Sikh shrines in the world. And I'm very happy to share with you my memories of this place. When I reached there, I could feel that this place has some kind of power, and yes, a strength you get when you reach there. You will feel and you will experience the same thing, and that is why this place is also known as Harbinder. It is also called Sangat, and it is held in great esteem and veneration. Maharaja Ranjit Singh started the working for what? For reconstructing the Harbinder in 1839 and following deconstruction by fire, but did not survive to see the new structure. Again in 1934, when the entire Bihar was rocked by an earthquake, some portion of Harbinder fell down. Construction of this place was taken up on November 19, 1954 and was completed in about 3 years. Well, this place, as I have told you, has experienced the childhood memories of Guru Gobind Singh Ji. And the Granth, the holy book, is very special. And that is why I started today's episode with a quote taken from this book, the holy book. According to historians, almost 2000 years after the Buddha, Guru Nanak visited Pataliputra during his first journey to the east in the beginning of 16th century, and there were 64 gates and 670 towers protected by moat and wooden walls at that time. And Guru Nanak Ji entered Patna through the western gate and stayed at Bhagat Jaitmal's house, which is now called Gurudwara Gai Ghat, right? But Nasiti has a unique distinction of being honored by the holy presence of Buddha, Guru Nanak, and Guru Tej Bahadur, as well as being the birthplace of Sri Guru Gobind Singh Ji, right? He was born here in the year 1666 on December 22nd and spent his early childhood there. Later on, he went to Punjab. Yes, dear all. At his birthplace today, there is a sacred place and we all know what it is called. Yes, you all are right. Takht Shri Harmandir Sahib. Right? Now, as I have told you, that over the birthplace of Sri Guru Gobind Singh Ji, the Sikhs have raised a public edifice and made it a place of power and strength. Well, here I would love to quote the quote of Guru Gobind Singh Ji. Blessed is the knower of the Lord, my true Guru. He has taught me to look upon friend and foe alike. Well, Guru Granth Sahib was composed predominantly by the six Sikh Gurus. Guru Nanak, Guru Angad, Guru Amar Das, Guru Ram Das, Guru Arjan and Guru Tej Bahadur. And do you know, yes, this Guru Granth Sahib is not just only the holy scripture of Sikhism, but it is also considered as a living Guru. And this thing I have seen in one of the Gurudwaras situated on Fraser Road of Patna. And there I have seen that how it has been placed at the top for the worship. Yes, dear all, sorry for the interruption, but yes, I would love to quote here that this living Guru is being worshipped daily. Yes, on a routine basis. And I have experienced the same thing when I've seen personally that how during the evening time they were worshipping the holy Granth as a living Guru. And this was something special which I wanted you all to know. Well, we all know one thing, and here I would love to conclude this episode with these important lines, and you must have heard about this. Vaheguru Ji Ka Khalsa, Vaheguru Ji Ki Fateh. And these words are echoing in my mind as I have heard these lines, and I felt the same, that yes, the Khalsa belongs to the Lord, so the victory belongs to the God. So what you have to do, you have to completely surrender yourself to the Lord, as the victory belongs to Lord. I didn't say this, all the history, of Sikhs clearly said this, and that is why what they did, they raised Khalsa. Yes, Guru Gobind Singh started the Khalsa tradition after his father Guru Tej Bahadur was beheaded during the Islamic Sharia rule of the Mughal Emperor Aurangzeb. Guru Gobind Singh created and initiated the Khalsa as a warrior with the duty to protect the innocent from religious persecution. So he started this. He instituted what? Khalsa. Yes, in Punjabi, it means the pure. The purified. And when this was formed on 30th March 1699 on the Vaisakhi day. This day, Vaisakhi day, Khalsa Sikhs celebrate the birth of the order on April 13th of each year. And we all know about the formation of Khalsa and everything, but here I would love to conclude that yes, we must follow one thing in life, that is surrender yourself to the Lord, as Khalsa belongs to the Lord, right? As we have understood, so the victory belongs to the God. Whatever you do for Him, that is the only relevant thing in the world. Rest, everything is just a waste of time. Remember this. Stay connected with me to learn more. Till then, take very good care of yourself and bye-bye.